Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The Bible was given to you. It is full of stories to help us understand Jesus and His love for us. It tells us that Jesus came to this earth to live a life just like ours. He overcame Satan and died just for you. He rose again, and He is up in heaven preparing a place for you. It may be an old story, but it is the best story. It tells us of Jesus and His love.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my longing as now.
Let's review the books of the New Testament. Are you ready? Starting with Matthew, I want you to say it along with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Fantastic. Let's go to our Bible lesson. Hi, boys and girls. We are continuing the story about Jesus. He has left Pilate's judgment hall. Simon of Cyrene had carried His cross. The disciples were following along behind. They were so sad. Jesus' mother fainted. And then Pilate, to get even with the priests, went and put a sign up above Jesus' head that said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." We're going to continue learning more about Jesus and His final moments before He died. But before we get started, let's pray and ask that God's Spirit will be with us and help us to understand what we read today. Lord, we need You to open our eyes, to help us understand more of Your love for us, to help us understand more of Your sacrifice. Thank You. Amen. Jesus was hanging on a cross between the crosses of two thieves. They were actually buddies of Barabbas. One was cursing Jesus. The other one was watching Jesus and remembering the wonderful things he had heard about Him. He was sure that Jesus was the Lamb of God who could forgive and save us. He had heard Jesus ask God to forgive the people who were crucifying Him. And then a bright light pierced his gloom. All of a sudden, this thief had an idea. Could Jesus forgive his sins as well? Would Jesus let him, a thief, be in God's kingdom? Jesus was his only hope. Let's look at Luke chapter 23. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament has all the stories before Jesus. So Daniel and Esther and Samson and Gideon and Moses and Adam and Eve, those are all in the Old Testament. The New Testament starts with Matthew, and the first four books of the New Testament are called the Gospels. Those are stories specifically about Jesus. Well, let's go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. It's towards the back of the book of Luke, chapter 23. Once you find chapter 23, that's the big numbers, then you're going to look down after that for verse 39. You might have to turn a page. Luke chapter 23, verse 39. We're going to read 39, 40, 41, and 42, four verses. Luke chapter 23, verse 39 through 42. Here's what it says.
Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
When the thief spoke, everyone around the cross, even the soldiers listening, they all waited for Jesus to answer. What did he say? Look at verse 43. It's the very next verse. What did Jesus say?
"And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'"
As many of you know or have heard, if you've been listening to this podcast, my sister wrote a series of songs about different people and their interactions with Jesus as he was being condemned and crucified, and also when he was risen. It's a CD called Were You There by Lindsay Mills, and there's a link for it in the description below. But I want to play a song for you called The Song of the Dying Thief. This is a song that Lindsay wrote to help us to maybe understand a little bit how the thief was feeling and the feelings that he had when Jesus said that he would be forgiven, that he could be in heaven with him.
There was nothing to fear from men. There was nothing more they could do to him. But for the dying thief upon the tree, there was one thing to fear. Kingdom. The words he heard were, Spirit illumined his mind.
Jesus was saying, I am promising you today that you will be with me in heaven someday. Jesus had forgiven the thief's sins, and that brought peace to his mind. He knew that someday he would be with Jesus in his kingdom. Oh, precious Jesus, the sins of the whole world were weighing heavily on him. These sins would soon kill him, but he still thought of others ahead of himself. We are dying souls. We can cast ourselves on Jesus, and Jesus will give you and me that very same promise that we can be with him in paradise. A dark cloud seemed to be around the cross, but when Jesus spoke his promise to the thief, guess what happened? A bright light suddenly flashed around the cross, and the thief felt peace and trust. As Jesus looked down at the many people who were watching him, he saw someone very special, very dear to him. Who do you think it was? Can you guess? John chapter 19, verse 25 tells us. Let's look at John. We're in Luke. John is the very next book. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 19, and then we're going to read verse 25. John chapter 19, and then look down for verse 25. Who was it? It was his mother. When Jesus' mother fainted, the disciples took her back away from the cross, but later, John brought her back to the cross because she couldn't bear to be away from her son, her precious boy, the one who had helped her for 30 years, the one who had been with her, who had supported her, who had encouraged her, the one who had worked a miracle at her relative's wedding, the Jesus that she loved and knew from a baby. She couldn't bear to be away from him. Jesus looked down at her as she stood there weeping. He knew how terribly sad and disappointed she was feeling and how she longed to help him. He loved her dearly, and he knew that what she needed was someone to care for her. So even though he was dying, even though he was nailed on a cross, what did he say to his mother and what did he say to John? Let's read verse 26 and 27. We're still in John chapter 19. Then we're going to read verse 26 and 27.
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home.
Do you know the commandment that Jesus was keeping by asking John to care for his mother? He was honoring his mother, wasn't he? He was making provision for her. Even though he didn't have money, he was making sure that she would be loved and cared for. And he gave his friend John that awesome responsibility. Jesus wants us to care for our parents. When you see your parents struggling with something, did you know that Jesus can help you to throw your arms around them, give them a big hug, and say, "I love you. It's going to be okay." Or if you see them unloading the car with groceries, you can help to carry those groceries cheerfully to the kitchen. Or if you see your dad washing the car or cleaning up the yard or painting or doing something, that you can run over and say, "Can I help you?" Jesus has given you, boys and girls, energy and enthusiasm to help others. And you can help your mom and your dad, your grandpa and your grandma. And in that way, you are honoring them and you honor Jesus. Let's pray that Jesus will help us to honor our parents. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give us your eyes to see when our family needs help and what we can do to help. That you will help us to be cheerful and obey quickly. That you will help us to honor our parents, honor our grandparents, honor those in our lives who are in charge. That we will be a blessing to them, just as you honored your mother, Jesus. Thank you for your example. Amen. We have our memory verse song, John chapter 15, verse 13. It says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Jesus laid down his life for us. He wants us to be willing to lay down our lives for our friends, to help those in need.
John 15, 13.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.